Let me first start by saying I'm simply humbled to be part of this great team. I want to thank the chairman and my neighbor for his leadership, my very, very dear friend, Saxby. Folks worked real hard. My other neighbor to my west, Senator Conrad, who our farmers, they're the same people. And he's just, I said on the floor today, a passionate voice, particularly, by the way, of disaster assistance, which our folks get hit with. And there's a safety net, and I think they can sleep better at night. To chairman of the Finance Committee, who this could not have been done without his leadership, Senator Baucus, and the ranking member who's not here, Senator Grassley. We've really been blessed. Just two very, very quick observations. We all know Americans are worried right now. Two of the things that they're worried most about, worried about the cost of food or whether they have food. This is a nutrition bill for those who don't have food, food shelves, emergency food assistance program, substantial, substantial commitments. We also produce the safest, most affordable food supply in the world. And so Americans who are worried about the cost of food, this bill, with its safety nets, allows, kind of ensures that to go forward. Without that, the pain that we're feeling now would only be increased. And the second thing that people are really worried about is worried about the cost of energy. We've got this terrible addiction to foreign oil. We pour billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that pour out of this country into the pockets, and I'll say it, of thugs and tyrants, like Ahmadinejad and Chavez. And this bill has a commitment to renewables, not just as I tell you, but where we got to go. Sugar to ethanol. Brazil has shown that it's transformed. It got rid of its dependence on foreign oil, and sugar to ethanol being part of that. A significant commitment in biofuel, cellulosic ethanol. That's where the future lies, and that's where our security lies. And on the things that I think of most concern to Americans, this bill addresses, and I would hope the president is listening to that. I would hope the president is listening. Because if he's listening, then we won't see a veto, and we can move on to other battles that we may have to fight. There's no need to fight this battle. The Senate representing the people who we work for, representing the American people, made a very strong statement today about how important this bill, and it's the right course of action for the American people. So I hope the president is listening, and if he's listening, we can avoid a veto. It would be a mistake to veto this bill if it is vetoed. I have no doubt that we will ensure in the end that the veto is overridden and this farm bill becomes law, which will be very good for America.